Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, goodness. It's a button again.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. This is Woman Spirit Rising. And this is Persephone Rising. Just a dream? I don't think so. And we're here tonight with Woman Spirit Rising, and we're a multi-traditional women's on-air healing ceremonial group. And it's so wonderful to be here sharing with you tonight. My name is Flash Silvermoon, and I'm a priestess of the Rainbow Goddess tradition. And I'll be your circle weaver tonight and once a month on this wonderful station, on this show provided to us by Here Be Monsters. And at some point we'll talk about just what that means, but not right now. And I hope there's many of you listening tonight on this evening, this September 11, where we even take a moment of silence and share our prayers and our deepest healing wishes for all those who have been tormented or murdered through the September 11th experience. Let's just call it that. And that is also why tonight I felt, in light of what the nation may be doing and feeling, that we wanted to do the theme of disappear fear. And think about that. We want to banish fear from our hearts, from our minds, from our spirits, from the planet, because we have been inundated with the vibration of fear. And there's a method to that madness that does not escape me. And, of course, there is the desire to keep us suppressed and depressed and oppressed. So, we're banishing all that tonight. And we have wonderful priestesses here. And actually, I'm going to have each of you introduce yourselves. Gwen, why don't you start?
Thanks, Flash. People from who listen to Here Be Monsters know me as one of the co-hosts of the Sunday Show, which is a political roundtable with Jack Jodell on Sundays, and with Nicole Tomasini, who's spirit tonight, on the Thursday night, The Consciousness Shift. I'm the owner and the blender over at Daughters of Isis, which is also daughtersofisis.com. We create some really wonderful multicultural apothecary filled with oils and herbs and incense. Thank you.
And Judith, tell us about yourself. No one can do it better than you can.
Oh, my. Thank you, Flash. I'm Judith Kahealani Lynn, and I am in Portland, Oregon right now, and I'm a vocal alchemist. I work with moving heaven and earth with the voice, and I am in Hawaii they call that La'au Kahea, which is a Hawaiian shamanistic healing form called healing with the call, and I've been doing this. I've come to understand that it's actually an ancestral form of healing that's carried in my family, which originally comes from the Tyrolean Alps, and where they yodel, there's a healing frequency shift that happens with the yodel, and they yodel into the body, and that's one of the things I do is I sing into the body, whether it be the body of the earth or the body of a client. I'm using my voice to shift the frequencies. And I'm also, I host and lead a monthly full moon meditation via teleconference. And I am working on, I'm working on writing and have a blog. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2009. And so I'm working and writing about and teaching about coming to what your life offers you as a, opening doorway to further your spiritual path. And so I do sessions and workshops and hang out with Flash on the phone.
And Roseanne, what about you?
My name is Roseanne Martefield, and I also do a lot of online radio work. I produce and host pretty much variety, from a pagan show to political to current events and things that interest me. I've been on this path for 20-some years knowingly, and I was searching at the time, but I didn't know it. But now, after I got on the path, I've been even journeying and searching even more because there's so much to learn, and I like to share what I learn.
Well, that's great. And Nicole, if you'd like to share.
My name's Nicole Tomasini, and I am a performer and a singer, and I do a show called the I Love Nicole Show, which our slogan is Love Yourself, Love the World, and it's a platform for a conversation with real people and some comedy thrown in, and I'm also a spiritual psychologist, psychology for the spirit. That's my side.
All good. And I realized I didn't tell you very much about me, so better do that so you don't think I'm just some renegade here with a mouthpiece. I got my circle cred, okay? I've probably been doing this work for, I've been working as a psychic and an astrologer for 42 years. And I'm also an animal communicator. Love the animals. And I have another show called What the Animals Tell Me over on Power Talk Radio. And certainly a vibrational healer, a musician, a master stone healer, and founder of the Wise Women's Festival, and a lot of other stuff. That's why when people ask me, I'm a spiritual renaissance woman. That's what I am. That's what I do. And you can find me at FlashSilverMoon.com. And people think it's Flash Silver Man, but it's Moon. It's Flash Silver Moon. One word. So enough of this. Let's get down to the business or the play of doing this circle. And there's not a whole lot of this going on, but we've got here a blend of spiritual women who have a lot of good sense, plus we've got technology, and this opens up an incredible door to do what we need to do. And I'll just own my fear, this being the first show that I'm actually working the board and not just doing my thing. So that fear can just go right in the fire before we do another thing. Because it's real. I'm like, I can't find it. But I did.
You're doing great, Flash. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And take it at your own speed.
Definitely.
That's my maiden voyage in this level. And when Uranus went through and still is in the 10th house of my astrological chart, I thought, I think we're going to get very electric, Miss Flash. I think that's where we're headed in this new revolution thing. And what do you know? I am. So we're being able, because of the show, to reach women all over the world. And some of the women listening will be novices and looking for ways to shape their own ceremonies and their own spiritual practice. And some will be some cronies that I know. I'm saying a shout-out to everybody in Gainesville, Florida, and shout-out to all the mermaids and all the wonderful people that have said, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. So I'm really thrilled to be able to invite you all in. And we're going to rotate some priestesses as we go along. So we'll have some practiced part of the group and new energy each session. So if it's something that really means good to you, like you can participate more, you just give me an email over at flashsilvermoon@gmail.com. And then we'll consider rotating you in at some point. So disappear fear. You want to look deep for this one, really, really deep. Because it's the one thing that stands in our way, really, of all the good that we can bring in, of all the change that we can make in our lives. And when we change us, we change everything. So we got to clean our own yards first and clean out those fears so we can stand up and be counted when the time comes to say, yes, we're going to change the world. So first, we don't have to change us and wait to change the world. We can do it all simultaneously because we are really wise women. We can multitask. We've learned this. So changing us, changing the world might even be simultaneous. What do you think? You think we can do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, multitasking broads that we are. We can make this happen. And we're using our spirituality, our creativity, our deep-heartedness, and desire for peace, healing, and justice for the planet to, as I love to say, raise the vibe for the tribe.
Woo-hoo!
And at a very critical time, we must, each and every one of us, raise our vibrations and keep them as high as possible. And walking through our world, okay, are we just doing this because we've been doing it? Does it raise our vibration or lower our vibration? If it consistently lowers our vibration, I think you all know the answer. Cut it out. And it will be very, very good for you. I assure you, So this is a time of critical mass. We want those vibrations to be beautiful, and we can do this. Our vision is to be able to reweave the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites, methodically aligned for the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. And so while you're sitting there, perhaps you have a candle lit. You definitely want to have a smudge bowl or some kind of a burning bowl handy, because later on you'll see why, and some paper and pen. So something to burn with, to hold all your stuff. Doesn't have to be big, just something to burn, a little piece of paper, and your pen, and a lighter, and whatever accoutrements suit you. I've got some sage here and some Palo Santo wood burning. And I've got my gem elixirs. I've got deep peace that I've spritzed everybody here with, the shift, and also can't ever forget to use the golden armor. Because when we do this, we are opening ourselves big. And so we want to be protected big. And we're going to call in the five directions, actually. That's because we're just an expansive group. And we'd like five directions, and you'll see why. And Judith, if you would be so kind as to begin your call to the East, we would love to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm going to start it with a Kaheya and then call it in.
Blessed be.
Welcome, Wisdom Keepers of the East. Thank you so much for being present with us. We welcome you and thank you so much for the clarity, the vision, the clear, clean air that you waft in our direction so that we can see and drop deeper into the sense of all connection of that the breath brings, that we are of one spirit, we are of one breath, we are of the Aloha, which is the one breath. Thank you to the birds that remind us of this as they sing their songs. Thank you to the wolves for your presence, for all the ones who are holding the song of the earth. Thank you for coming and singing to us through the, and thanks to the air for carrying that sound. We welcome you and welcome the opportunity to work with the psychic and the intellect and the wisdom that you bring. And we give thanks for this opportunity to clear the addiction to fear. Thank you for carrying us and being present with us in this sacred circle. Thank you and welcome. Aho.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
I'm going to call in the South, the place of the heart, place of compassion. All hail, guardians and watchtowers of the South, the place of the heart and compassion, love, passion, and courage, that fire in the belly that stands up to tell the truth when that's needed, and to offer sustenance and nurturance to protect the innocent when that is needed. And I call in the deer, her gentleness. I call in the whales, and especially the whales in Panama that are missing, the carriers of that information that is so special and even here in the South, I call in the whale for the moment to protect Milagra and Milagrosita, beloved whales of Panama. And I ask that Pele be here with us where the revolution and change is needed. And likewise, Caridwen, the goddess of the cauldron, who can really mix it up and take a little of this and a little of that, stir it up, put the fire under it, and we've got a delicious brew that is sustaining and gives us courage to go on. Blessed be. Aho. Ashe. Gwen, would you bring in the West, please?
Yes, ma'am. I am the West today. I call on my mother's mother's mothers before me to help me find my way into the darkness and depth of water, the emotions, and the cosmic waters, the tears of humanity, cleansing, purifying, grieving, soothing, and finally joyful. I become the jasmine in Cleopatra's sails. I call on the watchtowers of the West, the watchtower of the West, Gabriel, to bring his standards down and set an anchor the place of the setting sun. And all of our ancestors from the West, receptive, flowing, purifying, healing, soothing, and loving the emotions and the veil that parts between dimensions and worlds. I bring the water, the West. Aho.
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 Ruth Ann, lovely woman of the earth.
Thank you. We call to the elements of the earth in the north and the creatures of the earth, aardvarks to zebras, our mother, our foundation. Join us from the hills, the lowlands, the mountains, and the plains, from the sands, the clay, and the soil. Come to us and be here with your stabilizing essence, our true north, as we disappear fear. Welcome.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And Nicole.
Oh.
I call in spirit, all the spirits on this planet, off of this planet. I am, spirit is the pinnacle star pointing to above. That special vision that incorporates all that is, was, and ever will be. Spirit is the balanced energy of all and the void of none at all. Spirit holds the manifestation of the planet. I call upon east and air, south and fire, west and water, north and earth, and invite all to join together with spirit in lighting up the grid that circles the energy around planet Earth. We connect with all the subtle energies of below. We rise up with energies to illuminate planet Earth's grid with the energies of our circle. We connect and illuminate with spirit all the elements, all the directions, with the lanes, all the sacred sites, all the light workers around our planet, helping to heal and working towards peace and light. To illuminate with spirit, to illuminate with Akashi energy, to illuminate with love, to illuminate with spirit. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And I ask that each one of us here in this studio and all of you listening, this is a time to welcome the ancestors as well as our multidimensional light being friends. We ask for the ancestors, the native, the African, the Asian, the Eastern European, the Russian. Anybody else want to shout one in there?
The Celts.
Our indigenous brothers and sisters.
Let's not forget anybody.
Right.
All our relations.
Mm-hmm. All our relations.
Om Atakwiasin.
Aho. And all the animals, all the beautiful animal spirits, they're so giving and supportive of our work here. Bless them, bless them, bless them, protect them. And now I would welcome Pandora Light Moon, who's going to lead us in a short meditative induction just to get us in the mood to really be mellow. Are you here? I'm not hearing.
Neither do I.
Let me see. Okay. There you go.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Start it over.
Okay. Thank you, Flash. With that wonderful introduction of setting the circle with the directions, it's a great moment to go deep inside and absorb all the beautiful energy that has just been called up. If we each sit in a comfortable position where we're relaxed but not reclining so we don't fall asleep, but we're sitting relaxed, and take a moment to breathe out all tensions of the day and breathe in the peace and tranquility of this beautiful moment. And breathe out all tensions. And breathe in sweet tranquility. And breathe out all tensions, drifting out, sweeping away, and breathing in the peace and serenity of this beautiful moment that we share. And for a few moments here, just watch your breath as it relaxes into its comfortable place. And this will take you deep inside to the deepest inner peace that we each have inside. As we center in that space, let's stay there as we enjoy the rest of the circle together. Thank you, Flash.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pandora.
That was helpful.
You're welcome. Good.
There's a friend in here that needs you.
Okay, I'm coming.
This multidimensional group. My dog, Happy, wants to be an active part of the circle.
Animals, yes.
So she's just making sure we know she's here.
Knows a good thing.
Yes. And I'm going to explain a little bit for those of you who are new to this sort of thing, what we're doing here, because we're each representing a different element, and we're taking the idea and ritualizing ways to disappear fear, each through their own element. Judith will have something for you, as will I, and so on. And each of us will invite you to join in the process. For mine, as I said, you're going to want to have your smudge bowl or some kind of burning bowl going and ready. And, you know, failing that, a cigarette lighter and some paper and pen, because you're going to burn your fears away. And Judith, is there anything that they need in preparation for yours?
Just their breath and their body.
That's pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Anybody else have anything that our listeners need to have before they can work with you?
If they have any dirt handy, that would be good.
Okay.
Beach sand, all right.
Sand is
earth.
It's wonderful. Earth. Yes, clay, sand, earth. Yes.
Okay. Well, Judith, if you would like to begin your airy part, it's all yours.
Thank you, Flash. So let's just tap back into that quiet place that Pandora took us to. Watching the breath. This is how the air comes into the body and nourishes the body. Breathing deep. Place your hands over your belly, just above the pubic bone, below the navel. And you may begin to feel some warmth from your hands going into your belly. I like to look at this as the cauldron of our bodies. Or the crystal bowl of the body. So just keep breathing, filling that bowl, filling that cauldron with the breath. Adding energy into the cauldron, feeling the swirling, becoming aware of the swirling energy as it moves in the cauldron. And with your warmth coming from your hands and the intensity of the breath building, inviting the air, the presence of air to come in. To warm up everything that we've had stored there that is ready to be released. The biggest thing that happens when we become afraid is we stop breathing. We hold the breath. Or go into shallow breathing. And tonight we're going to actually work with the breath to cook and warm all of that up so that we can release it and become the clear bowl of light that we are. So continue to breathe, taking the breath deep in, building. Finding your own rhythm. The breath, like the waves of the ocean, rising and falling. Each breath arising from a place of nothingness, bringing a new creation into being. On the exhale, and then the inhale, return to the nothingness, and the exhale, breathe out. And become aware of clearing the bowl with the breath, with the outhale, exhale. And now put a little bit of sound on it. Clearing, cleaning. Allowing the fear, whatever else wants to ride out on the sound of the breath. You may notice a story connected with it, and you may not. It may just be a feeling, and that's okay. It's all good. Just welcome it. And notice the loveliness of the deep sound that wants to emerge from your belly. Pele lives down there. And we give her our propers today. That we may burn and transform, transmute, and activate the light within, returning to the purity of the essence of what we are, holding a higher vibration. And as we have our bowl open in the light, I can envision it filling with light, which is the spirit of oneness, which is what is the true aloha, the knowing we are of one breath, we are all connected. We are all one, and so it is. Oh. Let it be.
That was beautiful and transformative.
Thank you.
And I feel so much better. I'm sure all of us do.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. And I hope everyone listening has enjoyed that as much as we have.
You know, the nice thing is that you can do that in your car when you're in traffic. Mm-hmm. So if you notice yourself sinking vibrationally, lift it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let it out so you can hold the higher vibe.
So, folks, this is some time. You brought up Pele, and this is going to be a kind of Pele time. And I hope you're firing up your bowls. Seeing the flames arise, because we're going to get real busy, really, really busy now with the fire. And I offer you this exercise to disappear fear. Hint, if you're indoors, get your bowls, get your incense, get your paper, and your favorite burnable, and your pen. There's so much fear that is being wrapped around our psyche, sisters, and it lowers our vibration. It really does. And our job is to keep the vibe high, no matter what. So we're going to use some firepower to extricate ourselves from the life-stealing prison of fear. It's a life-stealing prison. And I know none of you want any part of being in jail. So it's time to bust out. So we must each take responsibility for our personal fear demons. But make no mistake, this is not your fault. Let's not anybody get all guilty about, ooh, I carry too much fear. Never mind that. That's for some other time. We're going to do a fear shout-out, okay? And I'm going to ask my sister witches here to gather around the cauldron. And we're going to shine some light on the fears. Okay, everybody ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw one out, and somebody else can just throw another. Hunger.
War.
Poverty. Losing
Murder.
Your home.
Death. No food.
More dying children.
Loss of loved ones. Loss of the animals.
Rape.
Murder. Torture of the animals.
No health care.
Destruction of the ocean.
I got it.
Romney.
Earthquakes. Bad politicians, yes.
Yes. Put them all in the burnables.
Corruption.
Yes, corruption. Lies. Distortion.
Monsanto.
Lack of information.
BP.
And greed.
Greed. No need.
No need for greed.
No
As
need
you're
for
hearing
greed.
These words, we may have a few more, too, to throw in. But while you're hearing all this angry mess coming at you, this is time for you to think about your fears, what they might be, and write them down on a piece of paper because we're going to burn these little suckers. We really are.
Selfishness.
Yeah. Organized religions.
Lack of communication.
Dogma.
Not having enough, not being enough, not seeing enough.
Horrible government.
Barking dogs.
Oh, no, we need those.
No, of course
not
we do, but that was just a little play.
Mm-hmm.
We love my barking dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Vanity.
Hmm. A mind is a terrible thing to lose.
I wonder where mine went.
So, let's all chant together. Disappear fear. Disappear fear. Disappear fear. Everybody, disappear fear. Disappear fear. Disappear fear.
Fear
be gone. Fear be gone. Fear be gone. By all the powers of land and sea.
Clear fear.
Yes. Get rid of the queer fear. And by all the powers of land and sea. As thy will, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
And let's all put our burnables into our place of burning. Light them up, sisters. All those fears. All those worries. We're burning them up. Burn them up, burn them up, burn them up. Disappear fear, disappear fear.
Ho, ha. Ho, 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 ha, ha. Ho. Be gone.
Disappear fear. Fear be gone. By all the powers of land and sea. Fear, there's no place or room for thee. A happier planet we will see when the heart rules. And the fear has disappeared, disappeared, disappeared.
Disappear fear.
Disappear fear.
We'll be gone. Clear.
Disappear fear. 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 Disappear fear.
Fear. Be gone.
I think we've moved a little.
Mm-hmm.
I think we moved a little bit. And as your heart hears these words, you're noticing the heart remembers what it feels like not to have that fear corrupting your being, because fear and love cannot coexist. So as we have banished these fears, we can now fill our hearts up with all that new space. So much space inside for love, feeling good, desire and passion, all those nicer feelings. And I'm going to call in the deer to bring her sacred medicine to open the hearts with compassion, and the courage of the cougar, who will protect me, us, in this vulnerable and open space as we stand up for our rights. All hail the power of Medusa, Pele, and Oya to right the wrongs, and Caridwen in her sacred cauldron to transform the planet to a place of healing. And I encourage you, encourage all of you, to feel both your compassion and your courage. It's the yin and the yang in each of us. Mm-hmm. To protect the voiceless and the innocence of the planet, we can be strong enough to find a gentle way to peace and healing, and fierce as a tigress when necessary. Aho, ashe, blessed be. All hail the tigers. I've spent the weekend with a bunch of them. And I just filled up on tiger energy for today. So.
It's a blessing.
We all feel inadequately fired and cleared.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, Gwen, we've got the rushing waters.
Well, the element of water is our opportunity for several healing modalities. But what I think it does best in combination is allows us to work with our imagineering skills to create vision and infuse visualization exercises to disappear fear through the use of all of the elemental upheaval that we're going through right now. There's many storms and rain and tsunami and you name it. We have it going on. Water is key in almost every elemental demonstration that is going across the earth right now. And I would offer a visualization for charging the elemental water with disappearing fear, even as it is perhaps causing it, it cleanses it away in the aftermath. And so if we charge it from the heart of all that is, or goodness, I use my own skills for visualization or healing techniques. I draw my energy out of the heart of our galaxy, which the Maya call Hunabku, and in the Middle East they feel it is the home of Mother Isis. But it's a black hole center in the middle of our galaxy, and the energy spirals out because energy spirals. It spirals out as white light, and it comes towards us, never more so than now. And that spiraling light comes out, and I generally will use the filter of Ahau Khan, what the Maya called the sun, or Ra, the grandfather of the Egyptians. And through that filter, down in through my crown chakra, through me and my chakras, and out through my earth chakras and my feet, and into the heart of the planet. And then I visualize and use the technique to visualize all of the water being cast about elementally by the Earth Mother to cleanse. And I suggest that we can use that and its aftermath to disappear fear. And that's my exercise. That's my work with water.
I like that.
Blessed be.
Aho.
I do believe we would like to hear from the earth.
All right, then.
Ruthann?
You, as I do, I have soil that I've collected from several places on this planet, and I have it in a bowl. If you have something similar, take just a few moments and pick up a handful. Otherwise, just imagine doing so. And play with this fine sandy soil or more compact clay or black humusy dirt. Just let it sift and fall through your fingers. Pick up some more and do the same. As it falls, think of all your fears just going into the Mother Earth, because still at this time, she will absorb them for us. Do a couple handfuls of this. Then, rub your hands together, shake them. Pick up some more of the soil. And as that falls through your fingers, think of all that she nourishes. All the growing plants, the trees, the critters, both non-humans and humans. And thank her for this. Envision the world that we're going to have when we are all working toward building it. And that's it for me and the earth today.
Aho.
Aho. Blessed Aho. Day. And spirit.
The spirit, I know we only have a couple minutes left, so the spirit, I would like everyone to close their eyes and to feel their own spirit. Feel all the joy and the energy that you are, and float yourself up to the void, see yourself in the void and the blackness and potential for all, and meet with your spirit guides, your archangel, your animal spirit, anything, along with your higher self, and have a moment of commune with them and yourself. And as you see your light, you see anything that is not of the light, everyone is aware, and we communally, with our own spirit, our self, our guide, release them and ask them to release with you any negativity, any fear. So you are standing or floating in the void with your guide in a ball of light, energy, positivity and love. And thank the all that is, all that ever will be, all that has been here with you, and float yourself down back to your body and feel that lovely energy of purity and light. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
At this point, I'd like us to open the circle, and afterwards, perhaps we can have a little talk and extend this a bit. Is that good? Good with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a way of liking to open up. But actually, first we want to let the beings from the different corners go back where they came from. So, returning spirit, earth, water, fire and air to their sacred places, and if they want to continue to energize and help us, by all means, we love the good company.
Yes. Uh-oh.
The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. Aho, ashe. And we're moving right into conversation in this sacred circle we have created, this fearless bunch of women here and out there. All of you are listening. I'm hoping everybody's feeling fearless.
Rock and roll.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I came across a quote today from somebody that I was very surprised, and I know we've all heard it, but because we've been working with this luminous crystalline web, I mean, this just hit me. Chief Seattle said, "Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was just very apropos for today.
Absolutely.
True. I agree.
Yep. One being.
Mm-hmm. The interconnectedness, it is, I don't know, it never just fails to amaze me. It's wonderful.
Well, I think that one of the biggest parts of fear that we've been watching and seeing and experiencing ourselves has been oppression. It's been out there in bucketfuls, and it really hasn't lessened in the last 4 years, and now it seems to be sort of going on a, it's like the waves kept falling on the shoreline, and now there's sort of a little squall coming in, and bigger waves of it have been coming, you know, onto the shore. It's been oppressive out there, but when, as Roseanne says, the web is, there's light sprung. The light is the filaments, is hitting all of the webs. So
yes,
we push it back. We do push it back with good stuff.
Yeah. That was a good analogy. Yeah, about laughing at the shore and the little squall sound. So that's a good one, Gwen.
It's been squally out there, honey.
Yeah. Yep. Lots of storms.
Yeah. Well, and I think for those of us in this country, when you talk about people being oppressed, I mean, I was not politically aware, and if you would have said that phrase, I would have thought, oh, those poor people over there.
Yeah.
And now
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, all of us poor people around the world, we're seeing in different degrees what oppression is.
You know, when we banish fear, we banish boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important because there's all of this, I'll call it nationalism, and it doesn't work anymore. We need a greater vision for the world, for the planet. It's not working.
Planet consciousness.
Yes, it's quite true. And our ceremonies, Flash's ceremonies, and all the ceremonies that that are going on out there that Nicole talked about, all the other light workers, and there's a lot of what we used to call council gatherings all over the planet. And all of these folks are like Ruthann's mirror of Chief Seattle's web. The light is going along the filaments across the planet. And I'll tell you, one of the lights, and y'all can knock me in the head, is the Occupy group. And this week, people should pay attention.
I agree.
Yes.
Because we're all standing up together, and there are a lot of spiritual people who are involved in it. And, then there's others who do their work beside those more politically active groups, but we're all together. And that's the thing we really can't lose sight of, is the cooperation that we have with one another, because we represent the critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wanted to toss in here that I think it's important to keep in, to have compassion for the ones who are behaving ignorantly. That's what I think I want to put it.
Good
point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we hold that vibration for people like Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, who's out in Portland right now, that maybe the wave of love will get to some part of them and will open things up. And so that we don't support division, we somehow hold the space in oneness. And so I'm reminded of that as we've talked about the problems on the planet, that it's important to keep the ray of hope, or the possibility that anyone can have a some sort of epiphany that takes them into a greater understanding. And that would be my prayer for my vision for our world.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone is part of the whole. And some
exactly.
of the holes are more from the lower part of the body.
Yeah.
And we're connected to these people.
Yes.
Whether we mm-hmm. want to claim it or not.
Yeah.
Right.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
not like we're holding great warmth and glowing
yeah.
up, you know, optimism. But I agree, we have to keep the door cracked for mm-hmm. epiphanies and great changes at the last moment.
Right.
Right.
And forgiveness. I'm going to junk it in there. Forgiveness.
Junk it in.
I'm going to say forgiveness. It's
mm-hmm.
the transmuter. It's the transmuter that heals us and nobody else. You know?
Yes.
And
yeah.
And that's important. Can I ask a special blessing to be given tonight?
Absolutely. Sure.
Nicole's mom could use a blessing from all of us tonight. I don't know if Nicole will appreciate that, but I would like
yes.
to ask it.
Please, go on.
Nicole's mom is recovering tonight, and Nicole is with her. And I just would like to send some healing light to her, especially from us.
What is Mom's name?
Mom's name is Dorothy, and there was a stroke on the side, on the left side of her brain, right between the new and the old brain. So a lot of opening up into the new energy and allowing the old tensions and fears and worries to dissipate. So she's doing very well, but prayers, of course, are always
oh, blessed
a wonderful
be.
Thing.
Oh, yes.
Shall we wrap her in a beautiful, luminous, pink, soft blanket?
Yeah.
That was
healing.
Yes.
That's great. I like that.
Just wrap her up like a little baby.
Yeah. Mm. Wonderful.
With all the ancient mothers surrounding
yeah,
her.
Her love of mother.
And let's extend that too to all the people and animals that are suffering right now for whatever reason.
Yes.
Who need that extra hug.
Yeah.
Right.
A loving energy.
And the parts of the planet that are suffering. Well, we got us all here. We might as well give it up for the planet.
Absolutely.
Living the love.
Yeah. You know, we got lots more room for it now that we dissipated the fear
right.
in our hearts.
Exactly.
I feel compelled to add this, that my sweet little granddaughter is started kindergarten, and she cries every recess and lunchtime because she's having a hard time making the adjustment. And so I'm thinking for all the people that are going through shifts of some sort, to hold the prayer, where they're scared, to hold the prayer of courage to them. So we release the fear, but give her I have a plan to take some sort of bracelet over to her that's a courage bracelet so she can have the courage
mm-hmm.
to walk into the new phase.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, may we all have our bracelets and blankets and sashes and sabers
exactly.
and whatever we need, whatever accoutrements we need to go through our changes bravely, confidently, and peacefully.
Yeah, especially in this changing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's changing fast.
It is. It is.
And it's wonderful that we have and are creating spaces like this for these prayers and conversations.
And we can tap into them viscerally because
yes.
we can have this experience. So this is such a gift, such a wonderful gift.
We're making a much smaller world.
Mm.
And yet we're expanding our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interesting thing about this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, getting rid of the boundaries.
Right, expanding the consciousness for more beings, however you see them, whether spirit guides, whether beings from elsewhere. I can see that, though.
Ex-politics.
Yes.
Yeah.
And ladies, I'm going to have to leave you in a minute, so thank you.
Well, before you do, some of the regulars who will want to continue next month, I have two possible dates that we can continue on. Either Tuesday, October 16 is one possibility, and right before Halloween on the 30th, Tuesday the 30th.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that
ooh.
That might
ooh.
Be good. I think we have consensus. Consensus of the oohs.
The oohs have it.
Yes.
Trees bowing, yeah.
Right, and my calendar, it has the full moon on the 29th, right before. Is that what you have?
No.
No?
The, oh, yes. Wait a minute. Yep, ditto.
Yep. Okay.
Yes, that'll be the full moon in Taurus, which is actually...
I've got my meditation I have to do. I get to do that night, so I wouldn't be able to attend
on the
29th.
But you're good on the 30th, though.
Yeah, 30th is.
So we're united
awesome.
About the 30th.
We are. That was the night, right?
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
The full moon in Taurus is the premier night to do a prosperity ritual.
Mm.
A New
on
Year's
the other
prosperity
hand,
ritual.
Yeah, which we all need. On the other hand, we have the 31st, the next day, which...
the veil slips in.
Yeah. So it's like, do we want to spend the 30th working more with ancestral energy, or do we want to include it and wrap it around a prosperity ritual?
Yeah. I think include the ancestors in a prosperity ritual. I think that would be really cool.
It would help me out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got a really good prosperity ritual written up. And, you know, I'll send it out to you.
What I've noticed is as I've healed my relationship with my ancestors, the prosperity has been a side effect of that.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful occurrence and one to be mindful of.
I have to say that when I remember to let go of fear and to stay in trust and just to keep flowing and moving through, what I need develops. It manifests for me. So I understand what you're saying, Judith.
Okay. Well, I'll set myself to work blending those and finding a way for us to put our heads together and make it beautiful.
All right. Wow. Great timing,
hey.
Too.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's obviously the right day.
Yeah.
With all that energy cooking.
Yeah, it feels very... I was going to say, it feels rich.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what we want. Well, sisters, this has been fabulous. And for a maiden voyage, I couldn't have asked for more.
Thank you. Thank you, Flash. This was excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you,
and,
Flash.
And all of those of you out there that are listening, I want to hear how you liked it, what you thought you heard, and any suggestions for more inclusion. Because, you know, this is a great big cauldron, and it's maybe starting with us, but it's including all of you. And we make it better by making it richer, by making it more diverse and sharing.
There you go.
So, next month, October the 30th, you'll be hearing from us again. And we're all going to make some money.
There you go.
Honeys, we're going to be making us some money. We're going to shake our money makers. And we're going to do some stuff.
Oh, now, remember that old joke? I mean, it supposedly was true, but, you know, it went around several years ago about the coven that did an abundance ritual because they really, the members needed money, but they said abundance, and many of the ladies got pregnant, and their animals got pregnant and everything. So,
good point, good point.
So we need to make sure we're talking about, you know, finances or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll go with so Ray me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what we're going to need. Everybody should be prepared with a pouch and ideally a gold coin. You know, you can get those golden dollars or a silver dollar, either one, from the bank. Mm-hmm. And you're going to make a rattle with your pouch.
Hmm.
So you want a green candle. You want your rattle made of coins. And, you know, ideally some money-drawing incense of some kind. You can enlighten us about some of that, Gwen, if you want to post some things.
Yeah.
But we're gonna cook up a ritual that's gonna make us all higher in terms of not only our vibration but our income.
Right. So we can actually buy the kind of food we want. Mm.
Yeah. We'll get healthy because we have more money to buy better stuff.
Exactly.
Mm. Well, I will tell you, I have some really wonderful reviews on my money oil, my money mist. It's all the same blend. It does very well for folks, and I'm you know, and that's the way your children work. They go out and work for others, but never at home.
Interesting. I'd say spritz your house.
Actually, whenever I pour some across the thresholds, it comes in. It does.
Mm. Not a surprise.
Right. Ladies, I got to run. No.
Okay, blessed be. Thanks for coming. And I'm going to close us out with Persephone Rising, as we started. And that's a tune I wrote some years ago. And if you're enjoying that music, there's more on my website, flashsilvermoon.com. Good night, and have a blessed month.
Aloha. Hui ho.
Aho.
Aho. Blessed be. Ashe.
Do you want to?